I always love the perspective from Professor Irina Filatova, and I'm glad we got a decent amount of time this week. Prof, good morning. She is the professor of the State University High School of Economics in Moscow and has a fantastic perspective on Russia, Mother Russia. How are you today?
Thank you, Phil. I'm well, and thank you for your kind words.
Of course. Okay, so you feel that Western media has been too preoccupied with the concentration of Russia's troops on its border. Which one is it? Is this the one with Ukraine?
This one is with Ukraine. Yeah. You know, it has been going on for a very long time, actually, since the military exercises between Belarus and Russia together in September. It looks that it is a bit that it is possible that it is true that there is a concentration of troops now on the border with Ukraine. Specialists count about 92,000 troops there. But of course, the Russians say that first it is fake news. Then they say that if there are any troops, they are where they need to be because it's on the Russian territory. And third, the spokesman, President Putin's spokesman, Dmitry Peskov, says Russia does not threaten anybody and everything is all right. And yet both the American State Secretary Blinken and NATO Secretary General Stoltenberg, they warn Russia about the possible invasion to Ukraine and so on. And Ukraine is very, very, very worried. Yes, Ukrainians say, the Ukrainian reaction is that the Russian troops are there to keep tension in the region. And indeed, the number of shellings between the Ukrainian troops and the Donbas troops, Donbas is the separatist area, has increased recently, and usually this doesn't happen in winter, so exactly. There is something about this tension.
Prof, if I may, I mean, I haven't covered Russian stock market in many years, but these kinds of dynamics were always very important, and it seems as though, as you rightly mentioned, wintertime, creating tension, particularly with this sort of pushback against the Belarusian situation, it's a power move for Russia insofar as the EU is not going to do much, because then the gas pipelines just suddenly sort of run low in the middle of winter, don't they?
Absolutely. We know that. The Russians say that they are fulfilling all their obligations as far as gas is concerned. They just didn't want to increase it. That's an entirely different matter for them. Yes, the relations between Ukraine and, between Europe and Russia are now tense, too, and gas is one of the reasons for it. The tension is needed. You say it's a power game. Yes, for Russia, it is a power game, and it is not just a game, because Putin believes that it is Europe, and it is the West as a whole, and Americans and Britain and the whole West has created a project anti-Russia, and that it is absolutely necessary to defend the country by all means possible. Ukraine, which used to be, you know, Putin always said, or Ukrainians always said, Ukraine is not Russia. Now, as Putin says, Ukraine is turning into anti-Russia, and it is the Western project to turn it into such.
Professor, you know, people like to paint him as a... I mean, he's not wrong that the West has created the boogeyman out of Russia. I mean...
He's not...
Right?
Sorry, I didn't hear you refer
to the... I don't think Putin is wrong in his belief that the West has created a boogeyman out of him.
He's earned some of it. Yeah, it is a complicated process, Refilwe, because if you remember, The story started in 2014 when there was an uprising and the change of power in Ukraine, after which the Russians, according to their terminology, incorporated the Crimea, which is part of the Ukrainian territory. And Putin openly says that Russia, during its Soviet days, made a lot of presents to Ukraine, territorial presence, and Crimea was one of them. So there are other territorial presence, and Russia claims that there is no such a nation as Ukraine at all, that we are Russians, and the Ukrainians are a nation spoiled by the Western influence. So, yes, and the West supports such move. And, of course, the West crosses the red line with Russia, which is no NATO in Ukraine. And they are sending the arms and military equipment. They are supplying Stingers now, the anti-aircraft missiles, and Turkish drones are already used against the rebels in eastern Ukraine.
I understand the annexing of Crimea and all of that. I guess what I'm trying to get at is anti-Putin rhetoric far precedes this, you know, and it's more of a long tail on the back of the Cold War, right?
Putin has become a very consciously, it's not just a long tail of the Cold War. It is a new development and the new Russian mentality. And Putin is propagating this new mentality very, very insistently and very strongly. The new mentality is that Russia is a separate civilization. And the whole purpose and goal of the West is to destroy and dismantle this civilization, special civilization. It is indivisible. It is you can't divide, you can't distinguish between Russians and Belarusians and Ukrainians. They are all the same people, which they, by the way, do not necessarily agree with. But that is the mentality. And it is new. It is not something that was propagated during the Cold War. But it is reminiscent of the Cold War indeed.
Sure, that's fascinating, that that mindset that he's been pushing. I've always known he's had a strong Russia, anti-West mindset himself, but that whole notion of, you know, it's almost got one China-ness to it. That kind of this entire block is mine is very interesting. Perhaps I was being a little too generous to him then. Professor, thank you so much. Always a pleasure to hear from you. Thank you for that insight, learning something all the time when we speak to you. Professor Irina Filatova is Professor of the State University High School of Economics in Moscow.